Listener Production.
Hey, Tessa Randello with you this morning. We're waiting to find out if those paying off a home are in for another rate rise when the RBA meets today. And sorry, but economists are predicting an eighth consecutive hike to finish off the year of meetings. David Plank from ANZ says they're hoping to further reduce our spending to keep the cost of living down.
Certainly our expectation is they'll go 25 basis points. We've had very strong labour market data, your wages are accelerating, and the RBA, I think, is really focused on making sure it's sending a very strong signal to households and businesses that it'll do what it needs to be done in order to make sure that inflation does return to target over time.
The Australian Education Union Tasmania members are now considering the revised government wage offer for support staff. It comes as the Teachers Union says the state government's latest pay offer is a step in the right direction for teacher assistants. But the AEU Tasmania are now considering the offer, which means a significant pay rise, more paid hours and extra leave for support staff. Briefly, a lack of affordable homes is adding to our homelessness crisis here in Tassie. Everybody's Home reporting the number of people experiencing homelessness has jumped 24% over the past 4 years. And things are stepping up at Tassie's Australia Posts, with more staff being brought in to help handle almost a million packages they're expected to process. Australia Post Tony Pedicott says it's a bit different here because all the work is manual.
It's really busy, so everywhere in Tassie increases and it's all manual sort.
At the World Cup, Brazil is beating Korea 4-1 in the second half this morning, and Croatia has kicked Japan out of the tournament in a penalty shootout. And Pat Cummings remains in doubt for the pink ball Adelaide test against the West Indies starting Thursday as the Aussie skipper battles a quad strain. And with a short turnaround between tests, coach Andrew McDonald hasn't ruled out more than one change to the pace attack.
We feel like two players coming in to give us coverage depending on which way we want to balance the attack.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.